You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your morning boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your morning boost.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Your Morning Boost. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, November 6th. And today we're continuing our focus on leadership self-reflection from another article from the Grundmeier Leader Services Fitting Five. Today we're discussing a timely piece from Dan P. Butler. This is called It's Time for Midterm Grades, but Not the Kind You're Thinking Of. As this first quarter draws to a close, we're all thinking about student grades. But this article challenges us as leaders to give ourselves an honest midterm assessment. This isn't about judgment, it's about course correction. If we wait until the end of the semester or the end of the year to evaluate our leadership effectiveness, we've missed a huge chance to pivot and improve our impact on students and staff right now. The key to effective midterm assessment for ourselves is making it fast, focused, and objective. We need to measure what actually matters, our behavior and our connections, rather than relying on vague subjective feelings of busyness. This exercise is about shifting from doing leadership to reflecting on it. The primary advice here is to start by implementing the stop, start, continue feedback loop. We need to stop guessing on how we're doing and get some real feedback on our leadership behaviors. To do this, think about inviting a small, trusted, but diverse group of staff and possibly parents even to participate in a brief, anonymous interview or survey. The brilliance of this format is its simplicity. What is one thing the leadership team should stop doing? What is one thing we should start doing? And what is one thing that is working well that we should continue? This low-stakes approach gives us crystal-clear, actionable data on how our leadership is truly perceived. And building on that behavioral feedback, we also need to give ourselves an honest time audit. This is essentially a self-reflective midterm grade for our own energy expenditure. My advice here is that for maybe 2 weeks, track where our time actually goes versus where we think it goes. We often feel overwhelmed, but we rarely verify the source of that pressure. Are we spending 70% of our day on email and only 10% on instructional walkthroughs? You know, a candid time audit reveals if our daily actions actually align with our stated priorities. And if they don't, then we can make an immediate pivot in our calendar strategy. Now, once we've addressed the behavior and time, let's move to measure what truly matters to a school culture, our relational capital. This involves creating a simple, consistent way to check the health of our key professional relationships. My advice here is to identify the 10 most critical people for our school's success. Think of your lead custodian, your union rep, your most veteran teacher, and score your relationship with each one of them out of 10. If a score dips below a 7, we know exactly who we need to proactively schedule a non-transactional, how are things going conversation with this week. This isn't about failure, it's about empowerment. Commit to using the start, stop, continue feedback loop to gather clear data. Will also help us perform a candid time audit to align our actions with our priorities, and then conduct a relational capital check to ensure that we're proactively investing in the people who matter most. These are the adjustments that ensure we finish the year strong. Join us again tomorrow when we finish up this week strong with our last article from the Fitting Five. One more time, if you don't get this newsletter or want to learn more about Grundmeier Leader Services or AWB Education, please reach out to us at the links that are provided in the show's description. Otherwise, have a wonderful Thursday. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.